What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
There's something very satisfying about the good old-fashioned potato chip, isn't there, Limits?
I ate some last night. That's a great sound, isn't it?
Oh, I love that. These are Cape Cod.
They're good chips.
No, they're great chips. What are your favorites?
I like Lay's. I like barbecue chips, too. I like all kinds of chips. Sour cream and onion, not really. Everything else.
You keep contradicting yourself today.
I said I like chips, all kind of chips, but just not sour cream and onion.
You said you knew how old Ron is, and then you said you didn't. You said you like all chips, and then you said I don't like sour cream and onion.
I said all kinds of chips, meaning like a general
Pringles?
Phrase.
Do you like Pringles?
Oh, I love Pringles.
There was a guy at the volleyball tournament the other day who kept handing me a box of Pringles. All the other parents seem to know that I like Pringles at these tournaments. It's unbelievable.
My favorite thing about Pringles is that they come in that like circular container and you have to like dig your hand into the
They're
bottom.
They're very orderly, right?
I know.
You always get the perfect handful.
Just to be able to grab the Pringles. My favorite battle is me versus the Pringles can trying to grab the last couple of Pringles instead of just flipping the can over.
Do you like Ruffles?
Yeah, they're good. Not as good as Pringles.
You didn't sound very enthusiastic about that at all.
Again, there's lots of different chips that I like.
I know there are.
Except sour cream and onion.
The Super Bowl, apparently, I don't know, something sounds a little weird about this, how many different like media measurements they're using, like online and all. I don't get this. But Fox conservatively projects 126 million viewers for the game, which would set a Super Bowl record, oh, limitless wonder. And that leaves me to say that I wasn't the only one hate-watching that game. People took great pleasure in watching the Chiefs not just lose, but get absolutely humiliated. I told you when I came in here the other day, my favorite games of all time are Bills 51, Raiders 3 in the AFC Championship game, Game 7, 1979 Pirates World Series, wild card game with the Pirates and the Reds, and Steph Curry going into Boston a couple of years ago in Game 5 and putting 50 on the Celtics, who I hate. I would add a Lakers game from 1986 where they won the title against the Lakers. This one is close in terms of pure pleasure I took from a sporting event. I told you my wife and I were running around the house cheering. It was the classic villains go down in the end. The villain gets it in the end. It was just so great. And I never got tired of it. I wanted more and more. And the best play of the game was when one guy pulled Mahomes' arm off while the other guy was smashing him in the face. It was not, by the way, without a penalty being called. It was just they got what they deserved, at least in my mind. And I loved it.
I got some Carson Beck flashbacks after he was loading up to throw a Hail Mary on that hit. I'm surprised that Mahomes did not get hurt. And the viewer total hit its highest mark of $135.5 million in the second quarter.
Yeah.
How about that? $135 million. I wonder if that's including, like, because I know they do international broadcasts, too, for international fans that maybe don't get Fox. I wonder if that's what's also added in to this as well, because I know some of the guys from ESPN were doing a broadcast for Australia and the NFL going to Australia for a game coming up in the future. But
what do we make?
I don't blame them.
Yeah, like, me neither.
Everybody, the Chiefs are a big draw. That's why we were talking about the NFL wanting Kansas City to be in the Super Bowl. And Philadelphia has such a huge fan base.
It was a hate watch limits by the end. That's what it was for a lot of America. They're tired of Travis Kelce. And God, did I take great pleasure in that guy. He just didn't look right, did he?
No.
He had balls right in his hands and just dropped them. And then there was Taylor Swift getting booed. There was Mahomes getting the crap beaten out of him. There was a depressed Andy Reid. There was Chris Jones falling down on the sidelines when DeAndre Hopkins missed that ball. Did you see that play?
I did. There was nobody.
He tripped over the yard line.
There was nobody within an acre of him. Not even close.
I'm telling you. All of America, or a lot of America, took great joy in that, and I was one of them. I think that accounts for part of this ratings.
Well, I took a lot of joy in seeing it happen, but in the second half, I did get bored.
Because you didn't really have a dog in the fight.
Well, I wanted to see the Chiefs lose.
That's what I wanted, but you weren't that passionate about it.
No.
I was. Tell us about the Limitless Express coming up next.
One of the players that played in the Super Bowl is retiring and is officially announcing it. Who is that?
I wonder.
A lot of talk. Xavier Worthy said there's going to be some change. And who is the betting favorite for one polarizing quarterback? You might know, but what are the odds? They've shifted.
Call now to win two tickets to the fans' 15th anniversary party at Rivers Casino on February 26th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We'll go with caller number 3 at 412-928-9370. And I might add, yes, we are celebrating that. And you should come join us at Rivers Casino on February 26th. The party's free, but you still need a ticket to get in. Stop by Bowser Chevrolet today from 4 to 6 to get two free tickets and check out Pony and Muller from Studio B. For more details, go to 937thefan.com. Yes, we have the Limitless Express next, our little trip around the sports world designed to you by our friend and yours, City Limits.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.